No matter how deep in the earth, no matter how dark the place, no matter where you thought it was hiding or you were hiding it, no matter how deep in the recesses of your mind and heart that you have done evil, God saw every bit of it. And Jesus said that there is nothing in the darkness that is not going to come to the light. Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end, the first and the last, who was and who is and who is to come, even the Almighty, said this: "Fear them not, therefore." Don't be afraid. Some of us have made monsters and Goliaths out of these Luciferian animals. We're afraid of their New World Order structure and all of their Luciferian domination of the CIA and the government and stuff like that. Fear not. Fear not. You're a child of the Most High. You are a son and daughter of the King of Heaven, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the boss of all bosses. And we have been praying according to this verse that we're getting ready to read right here. And I want you to mark it in your mind and heart, and I want you to put it forth. Obviously, the King James Bible, Matthew 10:26. Again, we've been praying, Lord, bring this darkness to the light. The people of God in any nation or civilization are absolutely pivotal to the future and the presence of that civilization, in this case, our country, the country of the United States of America. Okay, so remember the days of Esther and Mordecai. You can read it in the first four or five chapters of the book of Esther. Absolutely, you will be, if you read that right now, you will be absolutely amazed that the same thing, the same place they found themselves, is exactly where we are today. Esther and Mordecai stood in the gap. God uses people, amen? He uses his people, and he says, if you, my people, not the world, the world has no solutions, they're sinners, okay? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then I am going to hear from heaven, I am going to heal their land. There are a lot of pessimistic pansies, I call them, running out there. It's too late. We've killed too many babies. Understand that is absolutely evil. But a lot of times, and a lot of that is done by these Luciferians. God sees it, and I want you to view them as his enemy. That's how I've been praying. Lord, these are your enemies. They have been killing your baby, your babies in the wombs of their mothers and calling it choice. These are absolute dark, demonic people, okay, that have legislated against the will of the American people, the murder and the legalization of the murder of innocent, precious babies in the wombs of their mothers. Now, I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but they are also kidnapping by the hundreds of thousands every year children of all young ages and doing the most horrific things that can be imagined to these precious babies and killing them. And I'm telling you, Jesus said that it were better for you that a millstone, that's a 2,000 pound stone, were tied about your neck and that you were cast into the deepest sea than that you would hurt one of these little ones of mine. He's talking about children. God is the author of all life. And these are his children. Every soul is God's. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. Also, that covers the children of God, the people of God, no matter what age they are. You touch a child of God, you touch a child, you're done. Okay, you hung yourself, and you're going to hell. You're already going to hell without Christ, and that's why you're doing these things, because you don't know him. But there are people that have taken, they have bowed the knee to Satan. They have bowed the knee. And they are sworn agents for Satan, and they're not going to change. Okay? And we're praying that God would bring their dark deeds. Some of the stuff, I'm just barely touching on their evil deeds. You see, they have your demise in mind. Just like Haman had the demise of the children of Israel in that foreign land. He had their demise in mind. Okay, that's exactly what's going on now. They have enacted laws that they're ready to roll out if God doesn't put a stop to this and flip them upside down, as he did with Haman and the evil ones that worked with him in that day with Esther and Mordecai, who stood in the gap, laid down their lives, sought the Lord, and the Lord delivered the people of Israel, and Haman was hung, and his whole family, I believe, was killed. He was hung in the gallows that he created to kill the Jews, the people of God. Do you know that, I believe it was in the late 40s, whenever it was, that the FEMA and the federal government, which is not even constitutional, it's not even American, has body bags and guillotines. This plan has been set in place a long time ago. We need to pray, saints. We need to get real, turn from our own wicked ways, and seek the face of the Lord. If not, it's all over. Not only for America, but the world. Okay? God has always allowed his people the opportunity and the blessing of standing in the gap for their generation and those that are to come. And that's exactly why the tide was turned in for the Second World War, when that demonic animal Hitler and Mussolini and the Catholic Church murdered all those Jews and had the complete manifesto to take over the whole world. That's why that was stopped. Don't let anybody fool you. God's most powerful weapon is the Son of God at the right hand of the Father, and his children on earth praying to the Father in the almighty name above all names, Jesus Christ, as they humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their own wicked ways. This is the hour for all who name the name of Christ to depart from evil, to stop playing, repent, and return to the Lord. So much, including your own eternal soul, is at stake. Eternity is in the balance. Matthew 10:26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said. There is nothing, zero, covered from his eyes. He sees it all. All the way into the darkest recesses of the hearts and minds of men. And Jesus said, if you've done it in your heart, you have already done it, and you're fully guilty of it, and you must repent. That's a lost, essential word in the modern false church. Repent. Let it be part of your vocabulary. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You're going to hell. Not only initial repentance and laying down your life and receiving Christ for salvation, but to the end of your life, you are to follow Christ. And as needed, you are to repent and confess your sins and turn away from them. He that covers his sins, that is, tries to hide them, which is impossible, shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Proverbs 10:28-13. So Jesus tells us there's nothing covered, nothing. It doesn't matter how deep in the earth they have dug their pit to do their evil, or how people have sought to hide their dark deeds. They're all coming to the light. And if you got some inside scoop, okay, if you need some, email me. I will send you some stuff. And many of you already have the inside scoop, okay? It's amazing how many people are on to this. You're seeing the manifestation of this verse that Jesus declared of these dark deeds come into the light. Some of the most famous people in the world, they got famous. Okay, you got to be evil to be famous, pretty much, okay? 99%. You got to bow your knee to the God of this world, the small g, the prince of the power of the air. You got to bow your knee to him, to Satan. This has been absolutely journaled. It's on record that the most popular bands and people all bow their knee to Satan. They're part of the Illuminati, the illuminated ones, supposedly. They're absolutely the deceived ones and under the domain and the control and the influence of the enemy of all souls. They think that they're in crowd, but he's playing them all the way into hell, and he will laugh them to scorn for all eternity. All of their dark deeds are coming to the light, and we're seeing this manifested. We're seeing mass arrests take place now across the country by, and I'm so proud of this, the Marines. Trump's not playing, folks. Apparently this is going down, and it's not just some kind of storyline from a bunch of wishful thinkers. There's actual evidence. A lot of these folks that are claiming they got the virus, that means they've been arrested, okay, or indicted. Jesus said, nothing, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. So much of this is coming to the light because the people of God are praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me address that real quick. Our prayers are answered. Salvation is received by Christ and Christ alone, by his blood, his precious blood that was shed on the cross. That's the only sacrifice that God honors to bring anyone into the kingdom. And that's the only way that one can pray and have his prayers answered, is to be in Christ, born again, having admitted you're a sinner, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and received him and confessed him in repentance as the Lord and Savior of your life, turning your life completely over to him without reserve. Then and only then are you a child of God. Then and only then are you regenerated. Are you born again? Are you made a new creature in Christ, and all things are of God from then on? Not religion, God. You still got religion. You're still proud of your religion. You don't know Jesus, and he doesn't know you. And on that day, he is going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, you cursed into everlasting fire. I never knew you. So you better get born again real quick. God doesn't need you. You need him. And if you're hearing my voice and you're not born again, you're as sure for hell as if you were already there. And God's not willing, though, that you perish. He'll let you perish. It's all over once you die, friend. Okay, hell is irrevocable. It's conscious torment forever. You need to be born again. Go to the website, safeguardyoursoul.com. Look in the top left-hand corner for Peace with God, the Peace with God page. It's time for you. Today is your day to make peace with God before it's too late. It doesn't take to be a Satanist or to be a part of the Illuminati or these Luciferian animals that are running around trying to destroy everybody else's life to go to hell. All you got to do is not repent and receive Christ, and you're as sure for hell as if you were already there. Because, my friend, you were born a sinner, and you have sinned your whole life. You have used God's name in vain. You have coveted. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Thou shalt not steal. You have stolen. And if it's even one thing you've ever stolen, you're guilty of breaking the whole law of God, and you are under divine judgment. You're in big trouble. If you've looked on a woman in a lust or a man, you have already committed adultery in your hearts. If you have ever lied one time, you are a liar in the eyes of a holy God and as sure for hell as if you were already there. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of the Lord. Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He sees it all. And Jesus says, again, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. It's coming to the light. And hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and that ye hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops. That's what we're doing right now, and that's what a whole band of bold, courageous Christians are doing across the world right now. Who is it, God says, that will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's what we read in Psalms chapter 94, verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who? Will it be you? Are you one of those who are as bold as a lion? The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. Who? What are you afraid of if you serve the Lord? If you truly have repented and you're one with Christ, you fear no man. You fear nothing except God, which you're commanded to do. Notice the next verse, Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body. Why are you afraid? If they kill your body, you're going to be with Jesus, where there's going to be no more pain, no more suffering, no more cold, no more evil, no more sin. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. You're just going to be promoted. So why do you fear? Fear not, beloved. Fear not. God is not going to leave or forsake his children. Doesn't matter what happens. He will see you through and give you grace all the way to the end, no matter how that ends. By old age or otherwise, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will never leave or forsake his own. Now, make sure you're like a wise virgin, that you're keeping oil in your lamp, that you're in his word, that you're in prayer, that you're praising God, that you're giving him all the glory every day, and your lamp is full, and you're marching right into the bridal chamber with the great bridegroom of heaven who's coming back any moment now, Jesus Christ. And you're not found like one of the five virgins, foolish virgins, who were engaged to the Lord, the bridegroom, but did not remain in Christ, did not diligently seek his face and put him first. And he wasn't their first love, so they were shut out of the eternal kingdom. Get rid of any notion that tells you you're once saved, always saved, or eternally secure. Run from any wolf who's teaching that heresy. Run from him. That is Satan's first heresy, undeniably irrefutable. He told the man and the woman in the Garden of Eden, you shall not surely die, after God told them they would. And that's what these filthy devils are telling people every Sunday morning, that they're eternally secure no matter what. That is a lie from hell. Why would Jesus have said, and his apostles taught the same thing throughout the New Testament, you must endure to the end to be saved, if it wasn't a fact? Who are you going to call a liar? That phony little pastor or the Savior? Your choice. Jesus says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. God bless you, my friend. I encourage you to avail yourself to the resources found on safeguardyoursoul.com. We're here to serve you, to pray for you, and to be a blessing to you, and to give you the word of God, and to feed the sheep of God, Christ, and also to nourish them and to reach the lost. If you need to get saved, go to the Peace with God page. Feel free to email me at info@safeguardyoursoul.com. This is Todd. We love you. And by the way, thank you for those who would pray to ask the Lord whether or not he'd have you to help support this work. We're reaching thousands every month and every day with the gospel in various different ways, including dropping scripture-rich literature, books, and King James Bible into prisons and jails, and lighten up their world with the light of the world himself, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for listening.